Good evening. This is Akashvani and I am Abhishek Mukhopadhyay with the news at 9. The headlines. Former Prime Minister Dr. Manmohan Singh's last rites to be performed with full state honours tomorrow. Union Cabinet passes condolence resolution in memory of Dr. Manmohan Singh, says the nation has lost eminent statesman and renowned economist. Monthly per capita expenditure increases by 9% in rural areas and around 8% in urban areas in 2023-24. Germany's president dissolves parliament, national election to take place on 23rd February. South Korea's National Assembly impeaches acting president Han Duck-soo. Cold wave conditions intensify in several parts of northwest India as upper Himalayan region receives fresh snowfall. And in women's cricket, India whitewashed West Indies in the 3 ODI match series of ICC Championship. Former Prime Minister Dr. Manmohan Singh's last rites will be performed tomorrow. His final journey will commence from the Congress headquarters in New Delhi to the cremation ground at Nigambodh Ghat at 9:30 a.m. Dr. Manmohan Singh will be accorded state funeral at 11:45 a.m. In the morning, his mortal remains will be taken to the Congress office from his residence and the public and the party workers will have opportunity to offer their tributes. We have more from a correspondent.
State mourning has been declared for 7 days till 1st January. During this mourning period, the national flag is being flown half-mast throughout the country. The national flag is also being flown at half-mast in all the Indian missions and high commissions abroad. Tomorrow, a half-day holiday will be observed in all the central government offices and CPSUs. Meanwhile, Union Cabinet has expressed condolences over the demise of the former Prime Minister, saying that in his passing away, the nation has lost an eminent statesman, renowned economist and a distinguished leader. It has also passed a condolence resolution in the memory of Dr. Manmohan Singh and paid homage by observing a 2-minute silence. The resolution said that Dr. Manmohan Singh has left his imprint on national life. The resolution also highlighted his academic life as well as career in government and public life. Suparna Saikya, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Congress Working Committee, CWC, today adopted a condolence resolution at the passing away of Dr. Manmohan Singh. Party has mourned the loss of Dr. Singh, saying his life and work profoundly shaped destiny of India. The resolution expressed commitment to uphold the former Prime Minister's values towards building a more prosperous, united India, just as he envisioned. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar and Prime Minister Narendra Modi and other leaders across party lines today paid the last respects to the late former Prime Minister Dr. Manmohan Singh at his residence in New Delhi. Later, in a video message, Mr. Modi said, "The nation is deeply saddened by the demise of the former Prime Minister, Dr. Manmohan Singh." The Prime Minister said his life is an example for future generations regarding how people can rise above struggles and achieve greater heights.
पूर्व प्रधानमंत्री डॉक्टर मनमोहन सिंह जी के निधन ने हम सभी के हृदय को गहरी पीड़ा पहुंचाई है। उनका जाना एक राष्ट्र के रूप में भी हमारे लिए बहुत बड़ी क्षति है। एक नेक इंसान के रूप में, एक विद्वान अर्थशास्त्री के रूप में और रिफॉर्म्स के प्रति समर्पित लीडर के रूप में उन्हें हमेशा याद किया जाएगा।
Union Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan said that an era of economic reforms has ended with the passing away of Dr. Manmohan Singh.
अर्थशास्त्र के उद्भट विद्वान, आर्थिक सुधारों के महानायक श्री मनमोहन जी मौन हो गए। उनके जाने से आर्थिक सुधारों के एक युग का अंत हो गया। सहज, सरल, सौम्य, शिष्ट मनमोहन जी को मेरा प्रणाम।
Former Jammu and Kashmir Chief Minister and National Conference President Farooq Abdullah said he was an able economist to open the economy. NCPSP President Sharad Pawar said Dr. Singh was one of the finest persons known for his integrity and honesty and a very good administrator. Congress General Secretary Jairam Ramesh also recalled his fond memories with Dr. Manmohan Singh.
A man who believed in the politics of consensus, bringing people together, listening to people. He listened more than he talked. He has inspired many economists, many civil servants, and I would call him the gentle giant of Indian politics.
Congress leader Mohsina Kidwai also expressed grief over the demise of Dr. Manmohan Singh. She said it is a deep sorrow to hear about the demise of Dr. Manmohan Singh. She added that he was a great leader and an unparalleled leader of her times. She said he was not just a colleague in the Congress for decades, but his humility, wisdom and dedication to serving the nation were an example for all of us. Rashtriya Swayam Sevak Sangh also expressed its condolences on the passing away of former Prime Minister Dr. Manmohan Singh. Principal Secretary to Prime Minister Dr. P.K. Mishra today paid condolences to former Prime Minister Dr. Manmohan Singh, saying that the country lost a very distinguished leader, an eminent economist and a great human being. In his condolence message, Dr. Mishra recalled his memories with the former Prime Minister. He said his memories with Dr. Manmohan Singh date back to the time when he was teaching at the Delhi School of Economics. The principal secretary added that Dr. Singh had a remarkable ability to explain complex topics in international trade in a way every student could understand. The Union Cabinet would express condolences over the demise of former Prime Minister Dr. Manmohan Singh, saying that in his passing away, the nation has lost an eminent statesman, renowned economist and a distinguished leader. It also passed a condolence resolution in memory of Dr. Manmohan Singh and paid homage by observing a 2-minute silence. The resolution said that Dr. Manmohan Singh has left his imprint on national life. It added that Dr. Manmohan Singh served as India's finance minister between 1991 to 1996, and his role in ushering in a comprehensive policy of economic reforms is well recognized. The resolution also highlighted his academic as well as career in government and public life. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. The monthly per capita expenditure has increased by 9% in rural areas and around 8% in urban areas in 2023-24 from the level of 2022-23. According to the Household Consumption Expenditure Survey 2023-24, released by the Ministry of Statistics and Programme Implementation, the average MPCE in rural India has been estimated to be 4,122 rupees. The average MPCE in urban India has been estimated to be 6,996 rupees. Our correspondent reports that the survey covered over 2.6 lakh households nationwide. Data showed that rural consumption is growing faster than urban consumption, with the urban-rural consumption gap narrowing significantly. The urban-rural gap in MPCE has declined to 71% in 2022-23 from 84% in 2011-2012. In Himachal Pradesh, due to the activity of western disturbance, the weather has changed once again and there is intermittent snowfall on the higher reaches of the state, while light rainfall in other lower areas.
Due to snowfall in the higher areas of the state and rain in lower areas, the entire state is in the grip of cold wave and the maximum temperature dropped to 4 to 5 degrees. The Meteorological Department has predicted snowfall in the high altitude areas of Kullu, Chamba, Kangra and Shimla districts, including tribal districts of Lahul Spiti and Kinnaur tonight, while hailstorm is likely at some places in Sirmaur and Solan districts. Due to snowfall in the higher altitude areas of the state, road routes are also blocked at many places, which has been affected the normal life. The Meteorological Department has issued a warning of snowfall and rain in the state till 29th of December. Prabha Sharma, Akashvani News, Shimla.
In Jammu and Kashmir, fresh snowfall started in various regions of Kashmir region this afternoon. The winter season's first snowfall has occurred in Srinagar. Traffic movement has been suspended on the Mughal Road due to heavy snowfall. We have more from a correspondent.
After long dry spell and bone-chilling cold, the people in Kashmir region have heaved a sigh of relief today. The people in Kashmir are already reeling under continuing harshest weather period of 40-day Chalai Kalan. During Chalai Kalan, the chances of snowfall are most frequent and maximum and minimum temperature drops considerably. Meanwhile, the traffic department has advised tourists and general public to confirm status of all roads and highways before proceeding for journey towards any destination. The Kashmir University has postponed all examinations scheduled for tomorrow. Tariq Rather, Akashwani News, Srinagar.
In Uttarakhand, light rains have been continuing since this afternoon in the state capital Dehradun and other plain areas of the state, while snowfall has also been reported in some places in the high altitude areas. Director of Meteorological Center in Dehradun, Vikram Singh, said that there is a possibility of heavy snowfall tomorrow in the areas of the state with an altitude of more than 2,500 meters. Also, there is a possibility of light to moderate rain in the lower areas. Light to moderate rainfall lashed various parts of the national capital and its adjoining areas, leading to a drop in temperature. Due to this, the cold conditions in the region has further intensified. IMD has forecast thunderstorm accompanied with hailstorms over Madhya Pradesh tomorrow. Rainfall is also expected over Delhi, southeast Himachal Pradesh, Uttarakhand, Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh, Uttar Pradesh and Rajasthan tomorrow. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar held a meeting with U.S. Secretary Antony Blinken in Washington, D.C. yesterday. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said that the meeting reviewed the advancement of India and USA partnership over the last 4 years. He expressed confidence that India-US relationship will serve a mutual interest as well as global good. German President Frank-Walter Steinmeier today dissolved the country's lower house of parliament to pave the way for snap elections on 23rd of February following the collapse of Chancellor Olaf Scholz's three-way coalition. In a speech in Berlin, Mr. Steinmeier said that in difficult times like now, stability requires a government capable of acting and reliable majorities in parliament. He added that after the elections, problem solving must become the core business of politics again. South Korea's National Assembly voted today to impeach acting President Han Duck-soo less than 2 weeks after he took over from President Yoon Suk-yeol, who was impeached for his botched imposition of martial law. A motion to impeach Mr. Han passed unanimously in a 192-0 vote, marking the first time an acting president was impeached by parliament. Mr. Han was suspended from his duties as soon as the impeachment resolution was delivered to him, putting Deputy Prime Minister and Finance Minister Choi Sang-mok in his seat to serve as both the acting president and the acting prime minister. In the fourth test of the Border Gavaskar Trophy, Indian batting once again collapsed before Australian bowling. At stumps on day two of the second test, the second day the visitors were struggling at 164 for 5 in the first innings at Melbourne. Visitors are still trailing by 310 runs. Earlier hosts were all out for 474 after resuming the first innings at the overnight score of 311 for 6. Stephen Smith scored 140 runs for the hosts. For India, Jasprit Bumrah took 4 wickets while Ravindra Jadeja bagged 3. In women's cricket, India defeated West Indies by 5 wickets in the third and final ODI of the ICC Championship Series at Kottambi Stadium in Vadodara this afternoon. Deepti Sharma showed a superb all-round performance to help India seal the ODI series 3-0. She first took 6 wickets for 31 runs as West Indies were all out for 162 in 38.5 overs. Deepti has become the first Indian woman cricketer to take 2 6-wicket holds in one-day internationals. She became only the second women bowler to achieve the feat after Sen Luce of South Africa. Deepti scored an unbeaten 39 to secure Indian team's victory as the hosts surpassed the target of 163, making 167 for 5 wickets in just 28.2 overs. Captain Harmanpreet Kaur scored 32 runs. In the Indian Super League ISL football, the match between Mohammedan Sporting Club and Odisha FC is underway at the Kishore Bharati Stadium in Kolkata. Till half-time, both the teams were on a goalless tie. East Bengal FC will face Hyderabad FC tomorrow in Hyderabad. The second match will be played between Chennai FC and Bengaluru FC. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Former Prime Minister Dr. Manmohan Singh's last rites to be performed with full state honours tomorrow. Union Cabinet passes condolence resolution in memory of Dr. Manmohan Singh, says the nation has lost eminent statesman and renowned economist. Monthly per capita expenditure increases by 9% in rural areas and around 8% in urban areas in 2023-24. Germany's president dissolves parliament. National election to take place on 23rd February. South Korea's National Assembly impeaches acting president Han Duck-soo. Cold wave conditions intensify in several parts of northwest India as upper Himalayan region receives fresh snowfall. And in women's cricket, India whitewashed West Indies in 3 ODI match series of ICC Championship. And that is all in the news at 9. Good night.